So the recording is starting right now, but we have three of these lectures for the week, and Susan Greenbaum, who is the CEO of Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey, is going to give today's lecture. So with that, I'd like to start by introducing Jim Dunleavy.
Thanks, Ellie. Hello, Teaneck. How are you? I think this is a great opportunity to talk about how to stay healthy, both mentally and otherwise, during this time. I think it's important, and I'm glad to be part of this presentation. One of the things I want to tell you is that I just came back from a walk around town. I try to do little walk runs on the weekend, and everybody I ran into was doing social distancing. We're weaving in and out. We're moving away from each other, but we're doing it with a smile. And everybody knows that what we're doing is for everybody's benefit, not because we want to be standoffish. So please, by all means, show your love by staying 6 feet away. That is the way we're going to stop this pandemic, okay? One of the things that I tried to find are a couple of good things because, you know, every 20 minutes we're looking at the news and looking at numbers that for the time being, as we know, those numbers are going to go up. There's no way that they're not because the testing is going to increase. But I want to just remind everybody of a couple of things. And this is from a Harvard Health letter of late last week. So this is a pretty reputable source. If you look at the statistics, it basically says that close to 99% of the people infected with this virus that causes COVID-19 will recover. Okay? And some people who test positive will have no symptoms at all. So while we do see the numbers that succumb to this this disease have risen along with the number of positive tests, the overall death rate for this is far, far less than many of the other types of things we've run into, like SARS or MERS or, God forbid, Ebola. So I want us to try and keep it in perspective. Also, children seem to be less infected and have milder disease. So while we're all very, very concerned about our children, and we do want to keep social distancing for them as well, it looks as though they're far less impacted than adults. And we also want to take a positive out of the fact that where this started in China, they are now reporting fewer and fewer, and in some instances, no new cases except for people that have come into the country. So that is also a positive, which means that the social distancing stuff does work. And we need to make sure that we continue this for as long as we need to. But in the end, the bottom line is that this is a big problem, and it's expected to become bigger in the weeks and months to come. For those who are infected and those who are trying to stay, these are trying times. But amid all the gloom and doom, there are some positive stories, positive messages, and reasons to remain hopeful, especially in our town. At a time when the citizenry of this country is so politically divided, one of my hopes is that this will bring us more together and to start the fight for the common things that we all want as a citizenry. But please remember, no one out there is alone. We are all in this together. And by sharing and supporting each other, we'll get through this, and Teaneck will be stronger than it ever has been before. So I'll leave you with that, and I'll try to intersperse some ideas and tips for you relative to things like nutrition and exercise that I would like to challenge Teaneck to do. And I think at this point, Ellie, let's move on to our main speakers.
Thank you, Jim Dunleavy. We really appreciate that. And yes, I think exercise is very important, especially as people are staying home. I myself am guilty of eating a little bit too much over the last week, but I've been sitting in my basement trying to keep the residents informed, as well as receiving a lot of texts and emails, and et cetera. I'd like to also recognize my colleague, Deputy Mayor Mark Schwartz, has also been very active with reaching out to the community, as well as all of our colleagues and the manager, certainly.
Ellie, thank you very much. And before we just wanted to stress that there walking, as Jim Belnevi said, is very important. I just walked across the George Washington Bridge with my family. To me, that was a source of mental health as well as physical health. So it's just the people who've heard there's a curfew, walking with your family, maintaining those social distances as well, is not banned. As a matter of fact, it's actually encouraged. So please get out and enjoy the weather. And Ellie, thank you very much for this phone call. Something, you know, people have brought up over the weekend when I'm speaking with them. So I look forward to hearing what these calls have to offer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And as I mentioned in the beginning, we have three of them planned for this week. Today is going to be obviously right now, and then Tuesday at 2 p.m., and then Thursday at 2 p.m. We're going to be recording the calls, and we're going to share it via social. But as I mentioned in the beginning, we're fortunate to have the Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey here located on Teaneck Road, servicing, as I mentioned, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing a diverse range of social support services, which include mental health counseling, case management, senior services, including kosher meals on wheels, two food pantries, career counseling, and a lot more. Please give them a call at 201-837-9090. Also, if you have any questions, I will send everything that is emailed to me regarding questions. So my email address is katz, K-A-T-Z, 07666, at gmail.com, and you may not get the answer tonight, but you will have your questions sent directly to the Jewish Family and Children's Services. So without further ado, we're honored to have Susan Greenbaum, who is the CEO of Jewish Family and Children's Services. Thank you very much, Susan. And I just want to remind everyone that the mental health support line is open Monday to Friday, I believe.
Thank you so much, Ellie and Jim and Steve. Much of what I'm going to say dovetails with things that you've already said as well. Hello, everybody. My name is Susan, and I'm talking to you today about anxiety, worry, and fear in the time of coronavirus. I know that you'll all agree with me that this whole thing is truly unbelievable, really unfathomable. And we are all anxious, we're all worried, and we're all frightened. This whole coronavirus thing has snuck up on us. Life has changed completely. Everyone is impacted. So we're not only worried about ourselves or about one other person, we're really worried about everyone, our children, our parents, our friends, other family members, coworkers. Everyone is anxious, and it's all appropriate. So the first thing I want to say is that it's okay to recognize the fact that we're feeling this way. This is all unknown territory. And we don't have an end date. We're really still in the middle of it. This is not the same as a crisis that takes place, ends, and then we begin to heal and recover. We are all in the middle of it, and we're recovering and trying to figure it out all at the same time. But we're doing it together. And that is really the essential message that I also want to put forth today. I also want everybody to know that if you're experiencing distress, it's appropriate, and we all share that together. We're all experiencing those emotions at the same time. So I want to talk a little bit about how to manage these feelings. In a situation like this, it's really important to think about control. It's important to sort out those things that we can control from those things that we cannot control. We will all be dealing, if we aren't already, with financial ramifications. We've all been impacted by delayed, interrupted, canceled events, celebrations, milestones, competitions, all kinds of experiences that have resulted in disappointment and sadness. Everybody is being impacted at work or at school, and each one of us is making serious sacrifices in our lives. So that all leads to anxiety, worry, and fear. But the things I've just mentioned, none of those things can change because of how much we worry or think about them. They actually don't merit our worry or anxiety because we, in fact, can't do anything to change the trajectory of those items. I know this is very easy to say, but I will tell you that both self-talk and very serious support and encouragement of each other is critical at this time. We need to talk to each other. We need to try very hard to think as reasonably and rationally as possible. And it truly works if we do so. We need to encourage each other to not go to catastrophizing or horribleizing. It's not helpful, and it won't change anything. The things that we cannot control are abundant, like the stock market or how long this is going to be. But we will get through it. We will get through it together. We need to understand that thinking and letting thoughts spin around in our minds is not helpful or productive, and it won't change anything. We know that the only way to get through this is together, and by that I mean that we all have multiple roles that will absolutely result in the best possible outcome for everyone. These are the things that we can control, and doing them will make us feel much less anxious because we will be doing something. We will be helping ourselves and those around us. What are the things that I'm talking about? I'm talking about staying healthy, following all of the restrictions and recommendations that have been made around social distancing, what Jim talked about, and staying at home. I want to emphasize that distancing does not mean isolating. They're two completely different things. We do not want anyone to feel isolated, and we ourselves don't want to feel isolated, and we need to work on that. It's really important that we keep ourselves healthy, that we maintain predictable and consistent routines, even if we're not going into the office or into work every day. We need to be exercising. And there are people all over who are finding classes online, who are Skyping with each other, who are doing yoga together, exercising in all kinds of ways on Zoom or whatever, and really actually having an hour or two of fun. We need to eat well. We need to put healthy food into our bodies. That doesn't mean that we can't treat ourselves. We can also do that, but we can't let it get out of hand. We need to take time every day to be alone and at peace. Maybe you can meditate. Maybe you can journal. But maybe this will actually be a time when some of us will grow and develop in surprising ways. We need to watch our sleep patterns. It's important to keep a good routine and schedule. We will all be going back to work eventually, and letting ourselves go in any way will only exacerbate the anxiety, the fear, and could even lead to depression. So we need to really keep ourselves in line. We can be cooking and baking in our homes, and we can be doing it on FaceTime or on Zoom together. We can be really connecting with people in all kinds of ways, and it can be very uplifting. One really important recommendation that I have for all of us is that we have to limit the news that we watch. It's not helpful to watch the same information over and over and over again if it just upsets us. But at the same time, we need to keep our brains active, but active in good ways. This is a whole other category of things that is essential. We need to think about others who may need our support, everybody in our network, who may need us, whether they're elderly, homebound for some other reason, other people living alone, it's important to reach out. And I'm suggesting that we move away from texting and try voice calling or FaceTiming. It's been amazing to reconnect with people that way. There are people whose voices I haven't heard in a very long time because we've all resorted to texting. Focusing on others at a time like this also will deplete the amount of time that we have to worry about ourselves or to worry about anything. Reaching out and helping others is incredibly therapeutic. So I want to talk about some opportunities in all of this, the silver linings as I describe them. And I'm sort of reviewing some of the things that I've said already. It's important that we reconnect with family and friends. Think about doing, we now have time at home that we never thought we would have to do all of those things we can never accomplish at home. We should be taking those long walks, the long walk that was just mentioned. I would love to go across the George Washington Bridge, and maybe this week I'll actually do that. I've always wanted to. We need to get a lot of fresh air. And when we're out, we should be waving to strangers, whether they're driving by or walking across the street. It's amazing the smiles that you'll get in return. We should be reading the books that have been sitting in the pile that we never get to. Now is a perfect time to do that, to move out of ourselves and read something either entertaining or educational or provocative. We should be cleaning our closets and doing early spring cleaning or preparation for Passover or Easter. And the absolute the biggest silver lining in all of this is if you have the privilege of either being with your children who don't live at home or with your parents who don't normally live with you, what a great, great privilege to be able to spend time with the people we love who we didn't expect to have around us at this time. Some of these things may sound silly and some of them not. But the truth is that whatever we accomplish that we didn't expect to accomplish any day of the week will make us feel better. So now I want to move into if you're feeling feelings that are truly overwhelming, if the anxiety, the worry, the fear that you're feeling is too difficult and you're not able to distract yourself or to do self-talk, or to find the support within your family and friends that can be helpful at this time, and it goes beyond what's normative, it's really important that you reach out for help. If it is a true emergency, please do not hesitate to call 911. If it's not an emergency and you'd like to speak to a licensed clinical social worker at JFCS, you can do that tomorrow morning between 10 and noon at 800-541-6076. This is a special line that we're setting up and we'll be looking at the utilization and increasing our hours over time. Again, that number to speak to a clinical social worker is 1-800-541-6076, or you can call Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey at any time at 201-837-9090. We are there to help you, and we will return your call in a very timely manner. Again, the number is 201-837-9090. I am wishing you all health and safety and a very speedy return for all of us to normalcy. In the meantime, I want to thank you, Ellie, for setting this up, and I hope this has been helpful.
Thank you, Susan, our CEO of Jewish Family and Children's Services. Thank you, Michelle, and thank you to the entire team at Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey, located here on in Teaneck. We really appreciate your continued dedication and hard work for the entire community, and certainly today's lecture, which should be the first one of three for the week. And like I said, they're going to be taped. I want to recognize once again Holy Name Medical Center for all the great work that they're doing, and Nicole, Jeanette, Jessica, and Paul Ostro. Thank you very much for all your support. And to my colleagues, Jim Dunleavy and Mark Schwartz, once again, if you have any questions, you could email them to me. I will send them over, and we look forward to speaking again on Tuesday, March 24th at 2 p.m. Allison Limmer, Director of Clinical Services of JFCS, will be speaking about parenting tips to keep you sane through corona. Parenting tips to keep you sane through corona. Have a easy rest of the day, everybody, and a safe rest of the day.